Let's talk about Chris Noth. More accusations now?
Yeah, another woman has come forward saying that she was sexually assaulted by Chris Noth, Mr. Big, from Sex and the City, and now their spinoff series that has come out. Two women the other day came out and said all of the promotion for this new series sparked memories for them of being assaulted by him over a decade ago. Both of the situations happened different times, but both from over a decade ago. But the one that came out yesterday said that it was during the filming of Sex and the City that he the allegation was that he was drunk and sexually assaulted someone else. So the accusations are piling up for him. Not looking good.
And unfortunately now we're talking about entertainment world cancellations every day, aren't we?
Yeah, there are more cancellations on Broadway. Seven or eight more shows had to cancel performances yesterday because of COVID-19 cases for crew, for performers. That's also the case for one of the performances that was to take place in Chicago. Brett Eldridge was set to perform at the, I believe it was the Chicago Theater, tonight and tomorrow night. And both of those shows now have been canceled because he tested positive for COVID-19. The shows have been rescheduled for December 29th and 30th.
And Betty White is, this is incredible, celebrating birthday number 100, and she's in great shape still, isn't she?
Apparently. She's going to be celebrating her 100th birthday, actually in a few weeks. It was January 17th, 1922, that Betty White was born in Oak Park. And, you know, she talked about that pretty often. She lived in Oak Park when she was a little girl and then moved out to California. But they're going to be doing a special celebration for Betty White at movie theaters around the country and here in the Chicago area as well on her actual birthday, on January the 17th. They're going to be showing something called Betty White 100 Years Young, a birthday celebration that will feature Betty telling stories about her life, a lot of her friends, and telling stories about her life, but tons of clips, I'm told, about her life and her career. You can find out where a theater near you will be showing this. It's going to be one night only. You go to fathomevents.com, fathomevents.com, and you can get info to celebrate one of the best, Betty White's 100th birthday.
I got to believe eventually you'll be able to get that on streaming somewhere, right?
Oh, I can't imagine that it wouldn't be available just to, you know, to celebrate this remarkable life.
Dean, if I take a break here, do you promise when we come back and you give us your picks for what to watch this weekend and we talk about Spider-Man that you will leave time so we can talk about Lucy?
I can make no promises about that. I love that we've been saying that every single day this week.
I'll hope for the best and hope we have time for Matt Damon as well.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for a book. Bob
Sirach, WGN. Let's get to Dean's weekend picks.
Yeah, we've got to start off with the new Spider-Man movie. This is one of the year's most anticipated movies. And man, oh man, is it ever worth the wait. Just a great movie that is filled with typical Marvel excitement and heart and fun and lots of surprises, lots of nostalgic surprises. I'm actually really, really, really surprised how many reviews that I've read of this movie this morning that have no problem spoiling the movie for others and blurting out what some of the surprises are going to be in this film. That's part of the fun of this. You know, we got to enjoy it that way. We, the critics, got to enjoy it that way. And why people, you know, have to just, you know, spoil it for others by letting that go. I'm not going to say anything specific more than
good.
There are some great nostalgic surprises that is going to add to this movie. Even if those surprises weren't there, it's still such a great movie with a great storyline of Peter Parker is unmasked and his identity is known. He goes to Captain Fantastic, Benedict Cumberbatch, and says, "Can you do a magic spell to reverse that so people, you know, will forget who he is?" In the midst of that, the spell goes bad, and the multiverse starts spilling out this rogues gallery of people that the Spider-Man has to fight off. So a lot of fun. It's 2.5 hours, but the movie just is so well made that it zips by. Tom Holland is just great as Spider-Man. Zendaya, his real-life girlfriend, plays his on-screen girlfriend. She's fantastic. Jacob Batalon is in it as Ned. They just have a wonderful chemistry. The director of this movie, John Watts, clearly understood with great power comes great responsibility, and he exercises it very well. Gave it a Dean's List A. There is also a new Guillermo del Toro movie. He really makes, you know, when he sets his mind to make creepy movies, he does a great job. The latest is called Nightmare Alley, about this world of grifters and carnivals. It's violent and it's a little bit gory. It's an interesting story with really good performances. If that's the kind of movie that you want to see a week away from Christmas time, knock yourself out. It's called Nightmare Alley. That's out there. We've got Barry Manilow in town for the next few days. He starts performing at the Chicago Theater on Sunday. He's there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. A big cancellation that's just taken place. I just mentioned Brett Eldridge. Chicago Theater was supposed to be there tonight and tomorrow. Got COVID-19. He's not going to be. One of the great jazz pianists, Robert Glasper, is at the City Winery. The Tonight Show is sold out. You can check on tomorrow night's show by going to their website. Elf on the Shelf musical is at the Rosemont Theater on Sunday. Chicago Symphony Orchestra is doing Handel's Messiah on Sunday as well. I'm trying to run out the clock, Bob, so we run out of time
for our
Lucille Ball story.
No.
The Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz movie, Being the Ricardos, came out last week, and Bob mentioned that he had a Lucille Ball story, and I interviewed her also. Maybe it was the same time. I don't know. Mine was in 1985.
Oh, mine was much earlier. But tell me your story first.
Well, she had this movie in which she played a homeless person. The movie was called Stone Pillow. And I believe this might have been her final performance, or at least her final motion picture, for sure, where she just plays an elderly homeless person who lives on the streets and lives in doorways. And she did a round of interviews for it, and she...
What'd you think?
She was, she's Lucille Ball, so it's hard not to be completely in awe of the whole thing. But when I think back on it, she was a tough interview.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. By 1985, she had been interviewed about a bazillion times. And, you know, here comes the next dope around the corner. Oh, what was it like to be playing Lucy? I Love Lucy? You know, answering the same questions that she's answered. Talked about the movie. We talked about I Love Lucy, and going back for that. She was a little abrupt. And very much at the point, it was not the fun interview that you expect, for something like that. That's what I remember most from it, is that she was a little bit of a tough interview. But I will say this, I didn't ask for it. A couple of days after the interview, I get this package in the mail. I still have this on my office wall at home. Big old picture of Lucille Ball, autographed to Dean Love Lucy.
See?
So, you know, there was...
Super professional.
Ultimately very professional, and a moment I'll treasure all my life. I was also impressed that her voice was actually deeper than my voice at the time. She had smoked one too many Philip Morris cigarettes through the years.
Yeah, for me, I was this is going back to like I think around 1970 or so. I was a 19-year-old producer for what was then NBC's radio station here, WMAQ, and I was supposed to write and produce some public service messages. I think it was Easter Seals. And then somebody said, Lucille Ball's in the building. We were in the Merchandise Mart back then. She's a guest on Cup Show. Oh, yeah. And then I knew that she was the national chairwoman for Easter Seals. So I thought, I wonder if I could get her in here if I wrote something for her. So we sent word. She comes in the little production studio, and she exuded a sort of no-nonsense professionalism, commanding presence, as you say, very stern, professional, but super friendly. And she asked me about my family, and told me about her family. And then I remember I gave her my script, and she was about 28 feet from the microphone, but projected like she was an inch from it.
Right.
And, of course, she read it flawlessly. One time, not that I would ever say, "Oh, Lucy, can we do another take on that?" I don't think you did that very well.
Strong enough, Lucy. That wasn't good enough.
But I was impressed, and to this day, I think I saw the side of her that ran a big movie studio.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. I can just picture her in my mind walking into that little studio with you, going, "Okay, where do we go? Where do I sit? let's get this done. Come on, let's go. I got a million things to do."
No, she wasn't like that. She put on her glasses and did it. And as I say, she asked about. I think she mentioned how old her kids were, and she asked me how old I was, and you know, it was very nice. I'm sorry I didn't get a picture. Can I get your picture and scratch out Dean and put to Bob on it?
I don't see why not. It seems good enough. For me, what I remember in the interview, one thing that, like, the one thing that I remember is she was 70, I think she was about 75 years old at the time. And I just started off, you know, so, hi, Lucy, nice to talk to you, thanks. How's your health? And she goes, "How's my help?" She thought I was asking about her domestic
her butler.
"How's my help? What the hell do you want to know that for? How's my no, not your help, your health. How are you feeling?"
And she puffed on a cigarette. She said, "Just fine, thank you."
Like, come on, let's get this going.
Have a good weekend, and we'll watch your Bozo special on GNTV Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Thanks, Dean.
See you guys.